A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged yourself. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned yourself. Grant pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and there will be gifts for you. A full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will give him back." And this is the gospel of the Lord. One of the worst forms of judgmentalism, a most insidious form and very common in the modern world, is a kind of judgmentalism which is judgmental but other people being judgmental, which refuses to forgive other people for not forgiving. You see it all the time. You see it in the press, you see it in television, you see it in the cinema. The person whose great crime is they do not forgive. And you even see it in real life. I often see this with Christians, people who are officially Christians, vicars, priests, nuns, who've survived some great brutality. And the first thing the reporter asks them when they're interviewed is, "Do you forgive them?" That's so easy to say, so glib, and very insulting, not just to the person, but to the very idea of forgiveness. For one thing, forgiveness isn't something we can do on behalf of someone else. And also, forgiveness is not something which is easy to do. It's not automatic. It's easy to say the words, certainly easy to say the words in front of a camera, but to be real takes something else. First reading today is from the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel speaks of the Jews in captivity, taken from their country, victims. And yet the reading is about the people facing God and asking for forgiveness. Before they forgive, they seek to be forgiven. That's not only reasonable and fair, it's actually necessary. All the things we do from God have to come into us first. Forgiveness is a power. It's like love, another power. You can't love unless you've been loved. Love has to flow into you, to flow out. You can't forgive unless you've experienced forgiveness. It flows in and it flows out. In 1965, at the end of the Second Vatican Council, the bishops of Poland wrote a joint letter to the bishops of Germany. It was a letter seeking reconciliation, seeking forgiveness, and offering forgiveness. It's a very powerful letter, also a very sensible letter. It wasn't glib or easy. It admitted that the Poles found it hard to trust the Germans. They said, "This is a problem of our generation." They also were aware that the forgiveness couldn't be just one way. Germans too had suffered. They were aware of the many Germans who had been deported from their homes, lost their land, their villages, their life at the end of the war. They were aware that there's two sides to both stories. Equally, they weren't trying to pretend that Poland wasn't the greater victim. They weren't trying to pretend that there was something genuinely needed to be forgiven. They weren't trying to pretend that this was a great and powerful thing. Yet they offer forgiveness. Now you can't forgive on behalf of other people, but you can forgive as a people. You can forgive as a group. You can speak for the group. And that's how Christ offers forgiveness to the world, because he makes the world one and he became one with the world, utterly unified to every person on the cross. He speaks for humanity. He both seeks forgiveness from God and offers forgiveness. He both receives the forgiveness of the Father, signified by the cross itself, which is not simply a way of paying for the sins of the world, but rather showing that he was himself the forgiveness of that world. He himself would take unto himself the pain of serious and real forgiveness. And yet Christ himself still asks us to forgive each other. It's a gift, forgiveness. what it means. It doesn't mean giving on behalf of someone else. It means giving away. That's the root of the word, forgiveness. It means losing something. And you can't force a gift from someone else. That stops it being a gift. Gifts have to be free. But forgiveness for Christians is more than simply letting an offence go, more than simply letting it fall away. It's sharing the life of Christ. And that's why Christ describes that forgiveness in this passage in Luke. It's something almost absurd. A full measure pressed down, shaken together. Which sounds like it should be just enough to fit into the lap that holds the forgiveness. But it's not, because it's running over. It's pouring over the edges. Forgiveness is a power. It flows into us and flows out of us. And because it falls over the side, because it's more than we can keep to ourselves, it means that we share. We can't help sharing. We can't help giving to other people. We can't help it flowing out of us. We can't help it being around us. Sometimes we try to forgive, but if forgiveness doesn't work, sometimes we seek forgiveness, aren't offered it. It's seeking forgiveness, offering forgiveness. If it's done with sincerity, if it's done with power, if it's done with reality, will always flow out of it into somewhere. It will always spill out into somewhere else. It will always do something. The Polish bishops themselves were subjected to a certain amount of persecution by the communists because they saw this letter as eating away at their idea of justice. Yet the Polish bishops didn't fail to point out that many communists with Christians had suffered in the German concentration camps, many German Christians and communists. They were aware of what people had done. They were aware of the complexity of life, that life isn't simply good and evil, not between peoples, not between groups, certainly. They were also aware that this forgiveness would always be a struggle for them, always be a need. And yet, what a great epitaph, a great ending to the Second Vatican Council. What a great symbol. A people who had suffered, and a people who had inflicted suffering, yet together they stood before God, sought his mercy, sought his love, and shared. It flew over them, flew over, it ran over. They shared it, not with each other just, but also with the whole world. Because forgiveness belongs to all humanity when it's done right.